crazy how what we are really meant to do is like hiding in plain sight, but we don't allow ourselves to kind of accept that our life could be that great, or we could be that cool, or we could love our work that much.
Welcome to the Let It Flow podcast, a place where we discuss the ancient wisdom of holistic health, yoga, and Ayurveda in a modern day context
to help you align mind, body, and spirit and shine as your brightest self.
We're your hosts, Taryn and Alana.
And we are so grateful to share this moment with you.
Let's dive within.
Welcome back to the Let It Flow podcast. In today's episode, Taryn and I got a chance to interview the talented Natalie from Soulshine Astrology. Natalie is a business coach and a career astrologer. She shared with us so much beautiful insight on things to look out for on your personal natal chart, the different drives that different sun signs have, and different ways to tune into yourself by using the stars and astrology. So without further ado, let's dive right into this episode because it's a nice and juicy one, especially with so much going on in the universe right now. Let's welcome on Natalie.
Welcome. Thank you, Natalie, for joining us today. We're so excited to talk to you. And this is actually a really cool episode because we're sitting here in my home in Honolulu, and all three of us are together in the same place.
Yay!
So that's really awesome. Yeah, definitely. Got more of a conversational vibe going, so that's great. But yes, before we get started, I'd love to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and say what you do and give a little insight. A
very common theme in my work, and so I never looked at it as like, oh, I could do that someday. I just loved reading my horoscope, and I would tell my friends their horoscopes every day in school, and we had an astronomy class, which was my favorite. I was like, why do I love this so much? It was just kind of weird. Like I loved art, and I went to school for art and design, but astronomy, I was like, oh, this is way cooler. So there's all these little clues along the way, but it wasn't until I had a couple of clients hire me to design moon trackers for them. I had three people in the same month ask me to design them. Wow. And I was like, well, this might be a sign. And it helped me learn more astrology, which kind of piqued my interest to actually take it seriously and take classes, and then I started to think, maybe I could do this for a living. And that was like the happiest day of my life when I gave myself permission. It's like, what if I just became an astrologer? And then ever since then, I'm just like more confident, happier, feel more fulfilled. So it's crazy how what we are really meant to do is like hiding in plain sight, but we don't allow ourselves to kind of accept that our life could be that great, or we could be that cool, or we could love our work that much.
And it almost sounds like you almost like had to go through those like earlier phases of like working in business, understanding that aspect of it, understanding people's struggles, and almost like their weak points, and then finding an almost like holistic approach to it to help people kind of, you know, find almost like more purpose in their work and that. That way, the universal way.
Yeah, I was my perfect client that I work with now.
Yeah. I love that. Wow, yeah, that's so cool. And like, okay, for somebody who's a total beginner to astrology, what would you say to someone who's like, what's the difference between astrology and astronomy?
Oh yeah, astronomy is like, here's Mercury, it's this big, it's made up of these gases and these chemicals, and if you go there, you can't breathe, and the science side of it. Mm-hmm. And in astrology, Mercury is the planet of communication, and your mindset, and it symbolizes this, and so it's more spiritual, it's like the next dimension of it.
And what do you say, like, I've heard people say, or ask before, astrology, like, is it a science or is it a belief system? And they don't know if there's any, like, backing to it. What's your perspective on that?
That's a great question. I mean, I feel like it's a little bit of a science with an art to it. Because you can forecast your future and you can predict what type of energies will be coming in. But you can't always say, like, exactly how they will happen. Mm-hmm. So you can say there's going to be pressure on you in work. But you might not know it's because you have this deadline or this client or who knows? You get fired. You don't always know how it will come to be, but you can see what it will feel like, basically.
And you said the epiphany moment that you had of, maybe do this for a living, that happened here in Hawaii?
On the Big Island. And it's crazy because I had just learned that week that when Jupiter crosses over your career line, you find what you're meant to do, or you understand your calling or your career more. And it was happened to me that moment.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So I felt really excited. I'm like, wow, I had never felt so excited. And then I had just learned it. I'm like, oh, that's why. How cool is that?
Wow. And so now how do you work with people? Is it mostly online? You have your own social and astrology. How do you work with clients?
Yeah, I do a lot of one-on-one sessions. It's kind of like career coaching meets astrology reading. Okay. So it is an astrology reading in that we go through every single part of your astrology chart, but it's all through the lens of your career. And things do come up that aren't necessarily super career related, because you can look into past lives, like past like lessons anyways, and kind of like what your soul is here to learn. And my goal is really to help you bridge the gap between what your soul potential is and what you're capable of doing, and then turn that into your career so you can get paid to do it, because you have to work every day anyway. So you might as well kind of kill two birds with one stone, or feed two birds with one scone, is my preferred way to say it. And just like grow while you do what you do anyways. So I do sessions, and then I'm also a business coach. So I have a business mastermind, and I coach a group of women on how to use astrology for themselves to plan their businesses and newsletters and marketing and all of that, and do it in a way that feels really good and authentic to them. And podcasts and moon journals and all sorts of different things that go off of that too.
I was about to say that sounds very authentic. Because I've never heard, I don't know if maybe you know people in the field that are doing something similar to you, but I've never heard of anyone combining the two. And honestly, personally, like, I'm a business major and then I do a lot of holistic health stuff, and they both always like felt like completely different worlds. And it's beautiful seeing how you can really integrate them in such a powerful way, because then you're like, you're approaching people from both sides, and you're providing that support that maybe, you know, someone that's just using the astrology would need more of like that material, like business support, like business coaching. And then someone that's already doing the business coaching, they might need that astrology approach to have more of a perspective. So it's beautiful to see how you bring those two together.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they feel like they have their spiritual side and then they have their career and all that, and it's separate, but it really shouldn't be. It's way more meaningful and powerful when you're in alignment with what you're really meant to be doing, and you're naturally more successful when you do that. You can try to like beat the system and strategize and say, oh, for that person, they like launched a course and that was their thing, but maybe you could do something that's not as hard and you make way more money. Because you're in alignment with yourself.
So would you say for someone who's, you know, working their business, do you usually suggest people not take, or say, I guess, take like big this business decisions in certain times according to how, you know, the universe is treated? Like right now, like going through like the Mercury retrograde, I've heard a lot of people say, well, it's not a good time to start anything new. Like, what are your views on timing? Big decisions.
I mean, that is true, but I also feel like we're always naturally in alignment with our astrology chart in some way. If you feel really happy, then you're super in alignment with it. If you feel kind of depressed or low energy, then you're a little bit less in alignment with it. But we're always kind of like working with astrology, even if we're not aware of it. So, I mean, ideally, you wouldn't start something new in Mercury retrograde, but I'm of the mind that everything happens for a reason, and you're going to learn something from that experience. And it's so funny, because usually when Mercury retrograde happens, I personally want to do all the things you're not supposed to do, and I do them. And I'm like, hey, guys, guess what? I bought a new computer during Mercury retrograde. It doesn't work. But I'm learning while I'm doing it. It's not going to, like, ruin my life. And just like always about rethinking, like even the difficult things in astrology, they're always there to help you. And Mercury retrograde is just rethinking what you're doing, and it can cause delays, but that gives you a chance to just do more research while you do it and realize that probably what you start is going to be altered in some way later, but it's okay.
That's a good perspective on it. What does it mean for listeners who are like, whoa, I have no idea what's going on? What does it mean for a planet to be in retrograde?
Yes. So from our vantage point on Earth, it looks like it's going backwards. But in astrology, on the wheel, it will actually go backwards. So what that means is we're going through the same things we just already went through, and we have to redo it, basically. And then you get to move forward after that. It's like a kink in the hose.
Wow. For all planets?
Yeah, all planets go into retrograde at some point, but Mercury retrograde is the most often. So that's why everyone talks about it, and they know, they've heard of it, even if they don't know what it means. So we're hit with it a lot. And Mercury rules over our mindset and our communications and technology and transportation and these things that we really rely on every day. So we're like, man, it's harder to move through life, but it's trying to bring you back to yourself and how you feel within, because a lot of times we're just like going through life and trying to achieve things, and the retrogrades really help you take a step back and be like, am I going in the right direction, or why do I want this? Why is this my plan? And like question it. So it's really helpful, even if it makes you feel like you're being diverted from what you really want to be doing. That's also kind of part of the divine plan for you to go through that process.
Wow. So as a career astrologer, what are like the most important things that you need to know about somebody? Like, do you pay specific attention to like their sun sign or their moon sign or their planets? Mm-hmm. Like what's your kind of area of focus in this chart?
Yeah, so I look at all the planets. Mm-hmm. I also look at many asteroids that are kind of specialized. Mm-hmm. But there's four main points that I look at in the chart. And for like your cosmic calling, that can really help you hone in on what you're meant to do. And then the other planets are kind of like a bonus and add more specificity to it. And the first one is your sun sign. So that's like your star sign or your zodiac sign that most people know what theirs is, even if they don't fully know what it means. Mm-hmm. So that's really important because it helps you understand what you're the best at or how you express yourself the best. So there's a sign that it's in, and it's also in a house, which is an area of life that you are the best at. Mm-hmm. So for example, my sun is in Pisces, in my third house of social networking. What are your signs?
We're both Pisces.
Are you? Oh my gosh, that's why I love you so much.
Pisces, right?
Love it. We're all on the same wavelength. Yeah. Same wavelength. But we also have our sun in the house. Mm-hmm. So my sun is in my third house of social networking. Mm-hmm. So I express myself the best by talking about deeper spiritual subjects and inspiring and uplifting others to believe in themselves or the magic of the world, which is the same for both of you. That's Pisces. But I do that through communicating and sharing ideas with people in a way that's easy for them to understand.
Mm-hmm. So although we are all here, Pisces, our sun sign might be in different houses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they could be in the same. Mm-hmm. It depends on your chart. Because you guys have a podcast, and that's what the third house has to do with, too. Mm-hmm. But you could have other planets there to make that the same. But so your sun sign is kind of like really the first place you want to go, figuring out which house it's in. And like if you were a Pisces with your sun in the fifth house, you'd be really creative. Fifth house is for fun and creativity. Mm-hmm. So they all have different, each house symbolizes a different facet of life. And there's 12, just like there's 12 signs. Then you go to the moon sign, which is your emotional landscape. And that shows what makes you feel the happiest and most fulfilled. And it's also the circumstances that you need to feel fulfilled in your work. Mm. So my moon's also in Pisces.
So is mine.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Mine is not. You're like, not me.
Wow.
Soul sisters.
I haven't met her in double Pisces. At least that I knew of.
Double Pisces. It makes sense. That's what it's called. Yeah. It's so funny because when I was listening to your show, you kind of like talk really like dreamy, and Pisces are like kind of secretly living in another world at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, so the circumstances that we both need to feel fulfilled is we need to have a deeper connection with other people and ourselves, and we need like quiet time to reconnect with our soul and what fills us up and the magic in our own world too. Mm-hmm. So your moon would be in the same house as your sun, most likely, if they're really close together. Mm-hmm. For me, it's in the third house again. So if I'm not talking to people, I'm sharing my ideas, which is exactly what we're doing right now, I will feel depressed. So your happiness is tied to wherever your moon is. Mm-hmm. So for some people, their moon could be in their 10th house of career. And if their career isn't going well, every other area of their life just feels like a mess, even if it's not.
Wow, that's so interesting. That's really insightful. So for, and I know we could like really go in depth into this, but we can make it pretty brief. If you had to, you know, describe the different sun signs, what would be like a word or even maybe like a phrase or a sentence that you could describe each one? Or maybe instead of describing, maybe like a piece of advice that you can have for each sign that our listeners could, you know, benefit from, what sign they have.
Definitely. So every zodiac sign has like an underlying drive that you're trying to accomplish in life.
Okay.
And so this is part of your career, it's part of your life, it's what makes you shine like the sun, just like being your best and brightest self. So for Aries, their underlying drive is to fire people up to take action. I love that there's like a rooster.
Yeah, that's inevitable.
So they have to feel passionate about what they're doing because their job is to spread that passion to other people. Mm. So kind of like fire people up through the things that fire them up. Okay. So then Taurus, they are able to kind of make people feel calm and serene and supported. And so that's their underlying drive, is to kind of like have people's back. And they'll do a lot for other people just because they like want to be responsible and they want to feel like they can be people's rock, basically, to depend on. And then Gemini's underlying drive is to make a statement or spread a message. And usually in a way that's easier for people to understand than like by meeting them at their level of understanding. So kind of like astrology is super complicated, but they would be able to be like sum it up in like a sentence. Like, here's what you need to know. Which is really what the third house is about too. So it's funny because I'm a Sagittarius rising. Really? See, we're so connected. So your job as a Sagittarius rising is to be a guide to other people by diving really deeply into the things you're passionate about and bringing them back to share with other people. But it's usually like really vast subjects where you could take like endless courses, read endless books, and Gemini's like, okay, yeah, I took the course, but like here's what I got out of it. That's Gemini's job and their underlying drive. And then Cancer's underlying drive is to comfort, protect, nurture, or nourish others. And so there's so many different ways you can do all these things that I'm mentioning, but this is like really how to be in alignment with yourself. That's where they get their energy from, is taking care of other people. It's like being a mom.
Yeah.
But you could be a mom to like your clients or your customers, or, you know, protect them, like police officers. Mm-hmm. I see Cancer a lot too.
I have like a lot of Cancer friends, and they're always like the mom.
Yes. Like,
do you need something to eat?
Like, yes. And then Leo, is their underlying drive is to stand up as a shining example of what's possible for other people. Mm-hmm. So they kind of want to be like a good example to other people, and they can take their opinions or their experiences and help other people with them. Just by letting them witness them in what they're doing.
Yeah, my moon's in Leo.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so crazy because it's so different than Pisces.
Yeah, but you have the fire in Sagittarius to kind of help you find the balance between them. Kitty sneezes. Perfect for Leo. So then after Leo, there's Virgo. Their underlying drive is to help people remove blocks or barriers that get in the way of feeling more whole or in control of their life. So there's a lot of healers who are Virgos, they're also really good at paperwork because they notice like if there's a period in the wrong place or if there's not a period, and like they're good editors in general, like life or projects or anything. And Libra, their underlying drive is to bring a sense of beauty, balance, peace, and harmony to other people. And they really notice when things are out of balance because they want to like go in.
Beautiful.
And Scorpio's underlying drive is to facilitate in a transformation for someone, and that can be done in many different ways and areas, but basically they want to help people come from where they are, which could be like not a comfortable place necessarily, to like transmute negative energy into something positive. So I mean that could be like spiritual work, it could be body image, it could be business, even like someone who's not making enough money, and like how it's really about helping someone see their problems from a higher perspective and just see how maybe they're getting in their own way or what they would need to change.
It's really cool.
And then Sagittarius, their underlying drive is what I mentioned. So they just want to learn everything they can about the things they're passionate about and fascinated by or just curious about, and then bring those things back to share with other people. They just like need to just consume information all the time. That's why I love astrology, because there's, you never can stop learning it. There's so much to learn in different methods and the ways it applies to people's lives. I'm like never bored.
And then you run into friends and you're like, let me tell you about this.
Yes. It's like you're just a natural mentoring guy. And then Capricorn's underlying drive is to provide a system, a structure, a program, or a curriculum to help people achieve a goal or feel the way they want to feel. So they're also kind of like a teacher in a way, but they're really good at kind of like creating a system that someone can enter into and achieve something because they already figured out the steps that they would need to take to go through that. So they're like to build empires.
Yeah, very like stable and grounded and like kind of stoic, right?
Yeah, but secretly they're like masterminding like this crazy idea that they're going to work super hard at.
Yes, I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah, they can achieve anything that they set their mind to because they'll figure out how to do it, even if it's super hard. And they like love working hard, usually. And it's funny because people listening might be like, that's my sign, but I'm not really like that. But that's maybe because you're not fully in alignment with yourself. So because I've like said this to people, and they're like, no, that's not me. I'm like, let me look at your chart, because you could have planets in the opposite, and then it would pull you away from that. But that's really what gives you energy, if you were to find a way to apply it to your life.
Yeah, it's like finding the portal where you can express the message, and then once you're tapped into that, it's like, okay, you have all the power in your hands.
Yeah, exactly. So then Aquarius, their underlying drive is to basically take like forward thinking, cutting edge, or innovative information and spread it to their community to make the world a better place. And they like to shake up the status quo of how things are normally done. So like breaking the rules and really questioning why do we do the things we do them, and there's probably a way better way, but people might think that's weird. But that's, you're meant to kind of plant the seed for the future in that way. And then Pisces, the best sign ever, right guys? Yes. Pisces is, I kind of already mentioned it, but their underlying drive is to serve other people by inspiring them or uplifting them to believe in themselves or the magic of the world. And there's so many ways to do that. I mean, you could be an inspirational like person, or you could be a bartender or a drug dealer. You know, like, you can go higher vibration or lower vibration, any of these signs. And maybe that you're really good at that, and it helps people realize the magic of the world. So, yeah, so those are all the signs that they're looking to do, basically.
So there's, like, limitless possibilities of ways you can implement this, this way of serving, right? It just depends on, like, aligning for each person and, I guess, how everything else fits into their chart.
Yeah, there's so many. There's all these different planets and asteroids that will kind of help you specify the best way for you to do that. But that's a really good starting point.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Welcome.
It's like always interesting to take note, because I think once you understand your sign better, or once you understand like what drives me, you can actually, at first it might sound like, really? Is that for me? But then once you sit with it and you reflect on it and you tap in, you're like, hey, yeah, this is exactly what I need, and now I just need to find a way to do it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And astrology can help you do that too. From your perspective, or I guess from an astrological perspective, like, what is significant? Why does it matter so much, like, what minute you were born?
Mm-hmm.
And the stars in the sky? What's the purpose of that?
Yeah. So your astrology chart changes every 4 minutes. And that's why it's so specific to each person and the city you're in and the part, like your time zone, all of that. And the reason why it matters is because when you were born, the stars imprint on you. So even like anything you start, so it could be like when your kitty was born, it could be like when a bird was born, it could be when a business was started, it could be when you made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision gets marked by the influence of the cosmos. And then you can see how it will grow and evolve over time.
Yeah, I've always had this question. I don't know if it's a question that anyone can really answer, but I'll go at it. What about people like who are born at the same time, in the same hospital, same location? Do their paths look similar, or are they different, or is there any sort of similarity between that?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I worked with these twins once.
Yeah,
well, I worked with one of the twins because the other one was not spiritual at all, not into it. Whereas the one I worked with literally channeled aliens. And they had the same exact chart.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
What's different about it, this is where like free will comes into play, because your experiences in life, like the people you meet, and even like your soul plan that you made before you were born, they all come in. Are taken into account in your life. So your chart is like the blueprint, but you can choose to express it however you want. Just like if you're a Pisces, you could be a drug dealer, or you could be an artist, or you know, you can choose how you want to work with that energy. And your happiness is really the gauge in terms of if you're in alignment with who you're meant to be or who you could be, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of twins, but that's true, especially because like they're usually raised in like the same household, like have so much like the same environment and experiences, but yet there's so many twins that are complete opposite.
Yeah, you know, another thing too is when you grow up with someone who's the same as you, you kind of want to be the opposite of them because you want balance.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in astrology is about balance. So when there's someone there who's already being your energy, you're like, oh, you're already that. So I don't want to be like that. So maybe one of the twins will be like totally rebelling. Yeah. And the other one's like, what? This is just who I am. So, yeah, it's very interesting and nuanced how it all works.
Mm-hmm. And you brought up balance being one of, like, the key points of astrology. For someone who's feeling really out of balance or not in tune to themselves, what's, like, a tip or an advice that you would give them that would help them kind of tap back into themselves in a way using astrology?
Yeah, I mean your chart tells you how with what you need to be happy and what motivates you and what your values are. Those are like all the planets.
Yeah.
So that helps you see, am I doing this in my life? And that was what I did too with my chart. Is I didn't realize my sun and moon were in the third house of social networking and Pisces. Like, I knew I was a Pisces, but I didn't know what that meant necessarily. And it was through my chart that I was able to see, wow, I'm really missing like the super integral part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I was out of balance until I got into balance. I was like, whoa, this is so much better. Because it's funny, I used to be super shy and I would never be doing this in a million years. And if I were, I would like think about it every day and be like, how can I get out of this? And it was, that did not make me happy being like that. It was when I had something to talk about and share, and I was connecting with people, that I brought myself back into balance. So it's really like going through your chart and being like, am I doing this in my life or not? Because if you are, then you're happy.
That's a good way to like reassess and like reevaluate everything, and then use it as like a guide to go understand like what needs more attention.
Yeah.
To bring you back to balance.
Exactly. And the planets in the sky help you do that too, because you're you, but the planets in the sky are always moving, and they'll like ping off of the aspects of you that were imprinted in you. So there's times, like, for example, Saturn will, like, really put pressure on you in whichever area it's in the sky in relation to your chart. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people hear about Saturn returns, mm-hmm. and that's, like, Saturn is, like, on your back for you to get on track with what Saturn in your chart is trying to get you to do. So mm-hmm. we have many opportunities where the universe is kind of, like, always whittling away at us mm-hmm. to help us evolve to where we want to be.
Nice. And so this is another question I had. There's so many astrology apps out there on the smartphone. Do you think any of them are reliable, or do you use any of them? Do you suggest any of them to people? What are your thoughts on
this? I'm so glad you asked, because I get so annoyed. The interpretations are not what I would say, and I feel like they're not that clear or helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, I'm writing a book. Maybe I should make an app. I don't know. But, like, when I say it, things, it's like, leaves room for it, how it will affect you. And sometimes they're so specific, like, oh, don't, like, I don't know. They're so specific to, like, oh, you should go shopping this weekend. That'll be great. Or don't go shopping. Or, yeah. you know, something like that. Or they'll be, like, there's some apps that are just so abstract.
Thank
you. Yeah, like, your evolutional way of being in the world is being upgraded. So you're like, yeah, it always is, technically. So, yeah, it's a really good place to start. Mm-hmm. Like, if you find an app you like, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to, but, yeah, mm-hmm. It's way better if you know astrology, which is hard to learn. It's difficult to figure it out, but you can interpret it in a way that feels relevant to you.
For someone who is, like, just now hearing about astrology and just getting interested in it, what would you recommend they start with?
Yeah.
What's, like, a good way to dip your toe into astrology or career astrology?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can read your horoscope. That's a good introduction for a lot of people. But working with the moon, I think, is a really good place to kind of elevate your knowledge of astrology. That's where I started, is you can just look up at the sky and you can see the moon. Mm-hmm. So it helps you feel more connected to it. And the moon is your emotional landscape. So it's how you feel and the mood you're in and, like, the things you're worrying about too, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just looking up at the sky every night and making it a practice to see, is the moon getting bigger or is it getting smaller? Is the light growing or is it going away? And that's a really good way to know if you should be working really hard or if you should be, like, kind of releasing things from your life and taking time to, like, clean up your space and reset. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, many nuances within that. You can move into, you know, working with new moons and full moons. New moons are a time of new beginnings, and then full moons are a time to really recognize what's going great in your life or what's going horrible in your life or somewhere in the middle, and deciding how you need to, like, move forward or what you need to release. And you can even look at which sign they're in and then, you know, ask yourself, how do I feel when the moon is in this sign for me? And it may be, I mean, there's a collective meaning for every moon sign, but you could even see which house it's in for you. So you can kind of go at your own pace and diving deeper into it. But that would be a really good path to follow, because all the other planets move in a similar way. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, the moon is my emotional landscape. Venus is what you value. So our values kind of shift throughout the year based on where Venus is in the sky too. So there's so much to it. But, I mean, there's great books out there. I have a podcast, The Cosmic Calling, where I kind of introduce you to how to do these things too. So, and try to make it more relevant, because it really bothers me. Like, some websites are just, like, doom and gloom. Some of them are really complicated. Some of them try to tell you, like, how you're broken or flawed, and that just doesn't vibe with me.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for doing the beautiful work that you're doing. And so when we're talking about career astrology and your work specifically with career astrology, what would be, like, your ideal client or someone, whoever you work with, usually why do they come to you? Like, what struggles or things they want to figure out do they usually have when they're coming and looking for your work?
Yeah, so it's usually someone who feels like they want more meaning in their life or their work, more specifically. So it could be women. I work with mainly women. I do work with men too. It's like maybe 5%.
Though. Yeah.
who maybe they've been working in a job and they just don't love it anymore. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're just like out of college and they don't even want to do what their major is anymore. Or maybe they're trying to decide what their major should be. So I work with all ages of people from like, oh, I think the youngest I've done is like 20 years old all the way to 80. And I talked to this guy who is 76 and he was about to change his career and go on tour teaching about, I think he was Chinese medicine.
That is so cool.
So it's like never too late to kind of do what you're meant to do, and you're probably sort of doing it all along, but you could always do it at a more higher vibrational level, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to people having their own business, you work with people on all different almost levels.
Yeah, there's a business chart that you can look at for your business. Like even your podcast, the day that you decided, I think we should start a podcast, that can be a chart. And you can decide how to market yourself and brand yourself and, you know, figure out what your challenges are going to be in running the business. You know, when to launch things and all of that too. So it's just amazing how deep you can go with it.
So if people want to find you, how could they find you best?
Yeah, you can find me at soulshineastrology.com or Instagram, soulshineastrology, or my podcast, The Cosmic Calling.
And I guess kind of just something fun to close us off, that kind of segue into the future. I saw that you have your workbook that's like the 2019 moon phases. And how that's going to affect us, the energy of the moon the rest of the year. Do you have any like predictions or recommendations just for the rest of this year, for in general, for all people to look out for?
Yeah, there's so much to this that I could go into, but I think you're talking about my yearly forecast.
Yeah,
because I have a moon journal too, so they're kind of separate, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now we've been going through a really big time of clearing because we had eclipse season, which helps us kind of move into a new paradigm in our life and just get over the things that have been holding us back and move towards who we could be a little bit more and make that our reality. So we're kind of integrating that right now. But like Saturn is in Capricorn for the rest of this year and for even beyond. And Saturn is what kind of makes us work hard, and it really pressures us to do what we're meant to do. And in Capricorn, it's really about like restructuring your life and like really assessing if the things you've always done are really serving you or if they're not. And then the self-node of past karma is this point that has to do with the moon. And it's kind of like what we're moving away from and growing forward from. And that's right by Saturn in Capricorn right now. So it's like really helping us clear and cleanse the structures of our life that can even be as big as like government and institutions and schools and really questioning how things have always been done, like the patriarchy and all of that. And then the opposite of that is the North Node of future destiny, which is what we're meant to be moving into, which is in Cancer, which is more like feminine, flowing, really being in tune with your emotions, how you feel, and letting that guide the way, and really being more empathic, empathetic, and compassionate towards people around you, especially people who don't have a voice, it's like minorities or even women now. It's horrible things that are happening. So I feel like really what you need to know is like the universe is trying to break you open to pay attention to how you feel more and let that guide you. You know, if you don't feel good, you're not in alignment. And if you feel great, then you are. So, I mean, that even goes back to everything that we've been talking about. And if I had to give you one takeaway from this whole conversation, it's like, you know, you're in alignment with your life or your career or your relationships because you feel happy about it. They light you up. And you know you're not if they don't.
Sometimes we make it so complicated. It just doesn't have to be. I love that little reminder. I feel like we can all benefit from that.
Yeah, because it's so complicated. It's so easy to be like, okay, which zodiac sign? What planet? What does it mean? But it's all to bring you back to yourself. That's really the point of it.
I love that. That was so insightful. Well, thank you so much for coming here to Tarot House and for being part of this this podcast journey for us. We We loved having you on the podcast, interviewing you. For anyone that's interested in her work, we'll be linking up all her social media channels, her podcast, and the information about your book and Moon Journal coming up as well under the link in our podcast episode. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
Having you on.
It's such a pleasure.
Thank you.
That was such a beautiful episode. We are so grateful to have Natalie come over to Taryn's house and sit down for this beautiful interview with us. I hope that you didn't mind the roosters. They're kind of inevitable here in Hawaii. Well, anyways, if you want to check out more of Natalie's information, we'll link it down below in this episode, and you can connect with her through her social media pages and website. Thank you so much again for tuning in and being part of this journey with us.